Now, where do you park the car? If it's raining and you've got a special house for your car and you drive it in there, where do you put it?
In the lot.
Okay. All right, now we're going to talk about something to eat. What do you call those little things? They're not fish and they're not crab, but they're little orange things that you eat, little curled up orange things. I think we were talking about
them. Tamarine.
No, this is we were talking about crabs, remember, mm-hmm. and crawfish. Mm-hmm. And then what's that other little thing? Looks about like that. It's kind of pink when you cook it.
Shrimp.
All right. Do you like to eat chocolate candy?
Yes, sure do.
All right. Do you know the bars that you can buy in the store?
Yeah.
All right. Do you remember the names of any of those?
Hershey Bar. Hershey
Bar. Mm-hmm. They're good, aren't they?
Yeah.
All right. Would you say, if I said to you, Matt, let's do this if you will have time, and you think maybe you're going to have time, you'd say to me, yeah, would you say I reckon, or would you say I think, or how would you say?
I would say I guess I can have time.
Okay. Now suppose you buy something in the store, like meat or something, and the man puts it in paper. What would you say he did to it?
Wrapped up in paper.
And then when you got home, what'd you do to it?
I unwrapped it.
Hey, suppose a man buys something and it goes down in value and he sells it. You say he sells it at a what?
At a low price.
He loses money.
Money.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I suppose I say, Matt, let's go and buy this and we don't have enough money. And you say, no, we can't buy that. We don't have enough money. And that thing does what? It too much.
It just costs too much.
Okay, and then what do you say about a bill when it's time to pay it? You say that bill is
due.
And aren't they often? Okay, all right, suppose you didn't have any flour, but your friend had some and you went over and you said, let me have some flour. I need to do what? I need to...
Well, I want to borrow some flour from
you. Okay. And suppose you said, I don't have much money. Money's kind of not plentiful. What would the word be? It's kind of...
scarce.
Yes. Now, what do you call it when you get... Of course, we don't have enough snow down here to know about it. But if you got on a sled and you went down the hill, what would you be doing?
I'd say you're going down the hill skiing.
Okay. What happens when a child dives in the water and lands right flat? What does it say they do?
And I think he dies.
All right. And he lands on what?
And on his head. And that's what I think.
All right. What does a child do when you have seen a child get out of the grass and just turn over? What do you call that?
I call it he's wanting. That's what I would call it.
Okay. Did you ever hear see one turn a somersault?
Yeah. See him do that.
All right, tell me what you would say to somebody who was talking and you wanted them to be quiet. If you could use one word to them.
I said, just be quiet for a minute.
All right, would you say hush?
Yeah, just say hush your mouth.
Uh-huh. And they'd be quiet. Okay. All right, now we're going to talk about the word swimming. We go down to the creek. And the child gets in and he says, look at me, I'm swimming. And he says, yesterday I did what?
Swim.
All right. And lots of times I
swam.
Now how about if he's diving? He says, look, I'm diving today. Yesterday I
dived.
And I have...